नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। Hare Krishna. So we would like to welcome all the devotees and all the for today's Sunday feast program. And before beginning, I would like to seek the blessings of all the senior devotees assembled, rather all devotees assembled over here, that I may be able to speak something for my own purification and also to inspire devotees for this Prabhupada book distribution marathon. Actually, yesterday only I came back from Madhya Pradesh, Chindwara. And for the last 10 days, we've been performing this book distribution marathon seva. And it has been really very purifying as well as very pleasurable to be able to participate in this festival. So Baldev Prabhu yesterday night told me that, can you share some of your experiences and realizations during the Sunday feast? So I had been not been able to do this service for many a times he has been asking. So I could not refuse him, so I accepted. But I'm sure in one day it's not so easy to prepare, but still whatever possible, I will try to share. And please overlook the mistakes or anything in the presentation. So, some few years back, we had been to this Chardham Yatra. Chardham Yatra. How many of you have been to Badrinath? Quite a few people. So, this Yatra to Badrinath is very treacherous, means in very tiring, a lot of effort is required, means, and it's not so easy, especially in spite of the roads and all. As soon as you leave from Delhi, first you have to go to Haridwar, and in Haridwar you take a bath in the very fast moving Ganges, in the Har Ki Paudi, and seek the blessings, and then we proceed further from Har Ki Paudi to, then we go to Rishikesh. And the scenery again changes further. There is a lot of forest on both sides on the way. And the Ganges becomes even more profound and fast. And the population also decreases slowly. And as you are going further from Rishikesh towards Badrinath, then the roads starts curving along, and there are mountains and deep valleys, and when you look out of the window, many a times you feel the scenery is very beautiful, but at the same time it is very fearful also, you know, because you know once wrong mistake by the driver and then the bus could land down deep in the valley. Actually, earlier in the previous days, people used to go for Badrinath Yatra, means it was thought that it used to be in the, during their older age only, and many a times they may not think of even returning back. But nowadays people are frequenting more, and we are able to go and again come back also to share our experiences over here. But many a times this For some of the travelers, sometimes fatal accidents also happen. But as you are moving around, then one constant companion of yours is the Ganges. Because as the roads are turning alongside, there will be Ganga which is flowing. And you can always hear the sound of water running water. And then, mostly whenever you travel, when you leave Rishikesh early in the morning or Haridwar, and then by the time in the evening, you can maximum at the most reach up till Joshi Mutt. If the weather is good and there is no landslide or no accidents and all, then at the most you can make up till Joshi Mutt. And then, next day again you have to take a halt over there. For those especially who have not been to Badrinath, I'm little describing in detail. Why? Because that will maybe create a desire in your heart that maybe one day you also have to go and visit. Because it's a very, very beautiful place. And as you are from Joshi Mutt again, then when you leave, although now you have covered almost 80% of the distance, but then now the elevation increases and the buses cannot move so fast now. And then in the morning when you leave, by afternoon maybe you will reach Badrinath, the top. And then after going into whichever your accommodation, then you can go and take darshan of Shri Badrinarayanji, Badri Vishal. And Badrinarayanji is so named because he is sitting in a meditation pose and under a Badri tree. Badri means bear. And after taking darshan, you may be thinking, Prabhuji, this is supposed to be a class on book distribution. Why are you speaking all this about Badrinath Yatra? There is a reason behind it. So after you take darshan of Badrinath ji, and then on that same evening or maybe in the next day, you have to travel further. And when you travel further, there is one place which is over there. If you see, it is written Bharat ka aakhri chai ka dukan. This is the last tea stall of India. After that, there is no more tea. Indian tea you will not get. After that, if you go further, you will come to China border. You have to travel quite some time, but you have to walk. No, vehicles don't go on that side further. So, after this, Bharat ki chai, aakhri chai ki dukan, you have to walk little further, and then on the banks of, there is a river which is flowing over there, there is one big cave. And that cave is of Vyasadeva, Vyas Gufa. And this is the place where Vyasadeva ji sat and compiled all the Vedic scriptures. Whenever we begin Bhagavatam class, we offer our obeisance to Vyasadeva because he is the most merciful incarnation of the Lord, who has taken all the pains to compile all the Vedic literatures. Because he could foresee that in Kali Yuga, the people who will be coming, they will not be so much intelligent or they will not have so much of sharp memory. He has described, he could see that in Kali Yuga, the people who will be coming, they will be manda sumanda matayo, manda bhagyam hi upadrata. So, with deep compassion for we living conditioned souls of Kali Yuga, he compiled all these Vedic scriptures. And as we know, when in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is all described in very detail, how Vyasadeva himself, after compiling all the Vedic scriptures, he was not feeling happy. He was feeling unsatisfied. And then immediately Narad Muni came over there and he instructed and inspired Vyasadeva to compile the Srimad Bhagavatam, which we can see over there, just next to Srila Prabhupada, the altar, all the books which have been compiled by Srila Prabhupada, including Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and of course the Bhagavad Gita in so many languages we have. So, all this compilation was done at this place which is on the banks of river Saraswati. You know, Saraswati river is flowing over there and Alaknanda is coming. And then from on that, there is a small bridge. Earlier there was one big stone over there called Bhimpul. And that big stone, it was very dangerous. Many people would fear crossing that river. But now they have created a bridge over there. And you can see Mother Saraswati river falling. And then after, below that, then it becomes, she disappears. And it is said that she again reappears only at Prayag. So in there, if you want to take a bath, in that, it is so cold. Means, when you enter the water, you won't feel like, but only when you come out immediately, means it's piercing. Only when you come out, then you realize how, means you'll be shivering. And just next to this Vyas Gufa, where Srila Vyasadeva was sitting and compiling all the Vedic scriptures, there is another Gufa over there. That is of whom? Ganeshji. Yes. Ganeshji. Because when Vyasadeva wanted to compile all these Vedic scriptures, he wanted somebody to write for him, scribe, you know, for taking the dictation. But then, only Ganeshji volunteered. But he had a condition for that. He said that when I start writing, you have to keep on continuing your dictation. I should not stop. If I stop, then I will not continue any further. So then Vyasadev said, okay, I'll accept your condition, but I also have a counter condition. And that is that whatever I say, you write it, but first you have to verify, understand and verify that whatever is being told is correct. And then only you write it. So this, there is quite a some distance between Vyas Gufa and Ganesh Gufa, but this is the place where all these Vedic scriptures, which were compiled, had been done. And there, from there, this gift has come to all of us. But if it were to, for all of us, that we had to go all the way to Badrinath to get this most valuable Vedic scriptures, not many would have taken the time and effort to do that. You know? And it's only by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and all other our acharyas that all these Vedic scriptures are now available with us in the form of this Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and all these Vedic literatures. And by their sacrifice, we have got this most valuable gift, which can help us achieve this goal of human life. So, this background I just gave before I begin the presentation, that many may think that, okay, why should we be actually distributing the books? So, if we can understand the rareness of this opportunity that we have got, that Vedic scriptures, which was always only spoken, and a Shruti, these are all part of Shruti, and they were only heard, but that has been compiled and given to us. And now, by mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have got it translated from Sanskrit to the languages which we can understand, in English, Hindi, Marathi, Gujarati, all these, so many languages all over India as well as internationally. And that is the greatest contribution of Srila Prabhupada, that he has mercifully shared this blessings of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we see that books are the basis. Prabhupada always said, books are the basis. Even we see the history of India, the Britishers actually ruled India for so many years only on the basis of education. You know, education was, that is the place where it is said that they could understand that unless and until we change this the Indian people's thoughts about education, they won't be able to rule India. And so they, Max Müller and other individuals, they read the Vedic scriptures and misinterpreted them and then presented it to the Indian public, which was very gullible at that time. And the Indian people were thinking always that, oh, whatever is coming from West or from England or America, that is higher than what we have in India. They created that myth or rather wrong notions amongst the Indian people that this Vedic scriptures, whatever they speak, they are all mythology. That means they are just imaginary tales. And because of that, slowly Indian people, they started to trust more English education, and that is how ultimately the East India Company and the British, they began to rule India. Even the communists, we see that they were able to spread. Earlier in Russia, when they overthrew the kingship and they established communist regime, then they spread their tentacles just by publishing papers and pamphlets and literature and spreading them far and wide. In fact, as Prabhuji was saying, I am from the place called Jamshedpur, Tata Steel. And even over there in 1922, because these literatures about communists and all were spread so much, that even in Tata Steel, there was a strike in 1922. After which, of course, there was a lot of changes and all. So, we see that spreading of a culture or a revolution could happen by distribution of some literature, which is all very material. So, Srila Prabhupada would inspire his devotees, saying that if that could happen, this Krishna consciousness can also happen only by distribution of Vedic scriptures, of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. You know? And that is how he achieved. Actually, if we see our own history of Vaishnavism, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his lifetime, he had written only the Shikshashtakam prayers. Other than that, he had not written any books and all anything. And rather, he inspired our instructed his own followers, devotees, that the six Goswamis, that you should go to Vrindavan, excavate the places of Lord Krishna's Leelas, and compile Vedic scriptures and write books on pure devotional service and Vaishnava etiquette. And also you should establish examples by your personal behavior. And that is what they did. And later on, we see that how the first book distribution party which was there was under the leadership of Narottam Das Thakur and Shyamanand Pandit and Srinivas Acharya. And they actually tried to bring all these philosophical books written by Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami and Jiva Goswami. Rupa Goswamiji had written Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Upadeshamritam, Lalita Madhav, Vedakta Madhav. Sanatan Goswami had written Hari Bhakti Vilas and Bhrivat Bhagavatamritam. And Jiva Goswami had written the six Sandarbhas. All these books, these are the treasures of our Vaishnav lineage. They were all transported by Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamanand Pandit and all to the Bengal and Orissa and all these places. And so that was the first book distribution. And that time, there was no printing press. So people literally had to write everything by hand and undertake so much of pain for, but this vast amount of knowledge had to be transported. And even Bhakti Vinod Thakur, later on, we see that how he had he would sacrifice his own sleep. He would sleep only from 8 a.m. Just some time back, we had been to Mayapur and we had gone to Godrum Dweep, you know, where Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur's house is there. And Gauram Prabhu was explaining how the daily schedule of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, how he would sleep only between 8 to 12 in the night. And then at midnight, he would get up and write books. And later on, when he wrote this Lord Chaitanya, his life and precepts in English. And then he had sent this book to McGill University. And that was very significant year. It happened in 1896. That was the birth year of Srila Prabhupada. So, we see that all our acharyas, our predecessors, they also have had this desire that we should spread the Vaishnava literature far and wide so that we can share this blessings of Lord Sri Krishna. Even Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he himself had created a press. In fact, Bagbazar Temple in Calcutta, I think some of you may have visited also during our Calcutta Yatra. So there also, just near the temple, there was a printing press which he had created. So some of the devotees said in the afternoon when the printing press, earlier presses used to make a lot of noise. You know. So some of the devotees, they said, in the afternoon when the lordships are taking rest, if this printing press is going on, it will create noise, it will disturb them. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, no, this is Sankirtan which is going on. Kirtan, the noise made by the machine is actually Kirtan, non-different. So it is actually pleasurable to the Lord because his message is being printed and sent far and wide. You know? And in fact, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur inspired Srila Prabhupada also. In the very first meeting, when Srila Prabhupada met Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, many of you who had come to Maya for this Calcutta Yatra, Ulta Danga Road, you would have seen the place where Bhakti Siddhanta, the terrace, Ulta Danga Road, where Srila Prabhupada met his guru, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And at that time, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, "You are educated men. Why don't you preach Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message all over, throughout the whole world?" That was the first instruction Srila Prabhupada got. And he was amazed that how can somebody in the very first meeting, even before being introduced, he is getting this instruction. And that instruction actually he kept in his heart throughout his life. And it was only during the later years that he was able to fulfill this desire and instruction of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and he made it his life and soul. And later on, in Radhakund also, he got the same instruction that if any time, if you ever you get money, print books. Because Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was not pleased by that such a nice temple has been made with marble and all, and then people, devotees are fighting that I'll have this room, I'll have that room. Rather, he said, this is going to reduce our preaching. He thought, if this marble is sold and we can print books, that will actually help in preaching this Krishna consciousness all over the world. So that was the instruction which he, Srila Prabhupada, had received from his Guru Maharaj. And to fulfill that, Srila Prabhupada in his entire life, we all know, actually means we have heard it so many times, but then we just by again hearing, we can actually understand the compassion which Srila Prabhupada had for all of us, that he underwent so much of struggle because he was at an elderly age. In 1944 in Delhi, in Vrindavan, he would struggle to print this BTG magazine, Back to Godhead magazine, and then get it printed at the printing press. Many a times because of lack of funds, he would have to go hungry. He would walk down the way rather than take a bus or a rickshaw. And then bargain with the printers for the paper, and so much of effort he had tirelessly taken up just to ensure that, to fulfill the desire of his Guru Maharaj. And during heat and summer also, he would walk down, and because of that sometimes he would even faint and fall down. So when we consider so much of effort and pain that has gone behind all these books which we have today, we can understand that now it is our duty that we should share this, put in our part, our effort. It's not that we have to compile Srimad Bhagavad Gita. All we have to do is, the books are getting printed, it is coming to our godown, and now all we need to do is share this book with somebody. That is the only thing which is expected out of us. So, it is we see that whenever there is something very important, then people actually make a sacrifice. You know, we see mothers are there, so many. Whenever the child at night, he cries. Recently, Baldev Prabhu had told me to share the experiences of our bus party. So I thought, along with this little bit of background, then. So when we had gone to Chindwara, one of the devotees, they had invited us for prasad. Because throughout the day, we would be going to different places and distributing books. In the evening, they thought that it will be nice to get the devotees at home and have some share some prasad. So one of the devotees' house, he was earlier staying in Talwan base. And his name was Lav Kush Prabhu. And in his home, he has a small baby. He's just less than 1 year old. And he's always is crying. So it is so difficult but in spite of that, he and his wife, they had cooked prasad for 8-10 of us and then invited us in the evening. And the point that I was making is that just like a mother, a small child, he needs so much of attention. He does not go to any stranger. Either the Prabhuji was telling, either the mother has to keep or he has to hold the child. So just to what would you say? Parvarish, in Hindi mein bolte. Just to bring up a child, there is so much of sacrifice which is required by the mother and the father. So much of effort. Similarly, for boys, for young children, when the exams come, they have to give up their sleep. At night also, people have to work during the day, and as the Lav Kush Prabhu was saying, even night, they have a night duty. Because whenever the child cries or he wakes up, he's having some problem, you have to also wake up. So much of sacrifices there. Similarly, children, for their exams, they sacrifice their night sleep, or play time. Playing some video game. They have to sacrifice and study. Only then they will be able to pass the exam. Similarly, when it comes to adult people, then everybody has to put in so much of effort to earn a living. So much of traveling in congested trains, so much of overtime, like although many of the offices, official time will be from 9 to 5, but then you have to sit late just to, even though you may not be doing so much of work, but still to impress the boss, still the boss is there, you cannot leave. So much of sacrifice. So similarly, Prabhupada, because he could understand the importance of this service, he sacrificed his night sleep. When everybody was asleep, he would get up and start translating all these books. So, showing our gratitude for this sacrifice of Srila Prabhupada, we have to put little endeavor to distribute his literature. In fact, Haridas Prabhu from Radha Rasbihari Mandir, he was telling once that Srila Prabhupada had instructed, like at night he would translate and many a times then he started dictating. And that time dogs would bark at night. And that would actually get included in that recording. So he instructed Haridas Prabhu that you stay awake and chase these dogs away from here so that they don't disturb the translation work. So he was saying at night only everybody would be sleeping, but only Srila Prabhupada and Haridas Prabhu, they would be awake. And of course the dogs, because they were barking. So much effort. And it was Prabhupada's actually desire, deep desire, that he would always say that distribute my books. And that is the best way of pleasing me. Many of the quotes are there of Srila Prabhupada, how he would say, books are the basis of our movement. Whatever appreciation we are getting on account of our books, it is because we are following the path chalked out by exalted devotees. We are not writing something whimsical. In one another place, Prabhupada said, regarding Sankirtan and book distribution is also chanting. Anyone who reads the books, that is also chanting and hearing. Why distinguish between chanting and book distribution? These books I have recorded and chanted, and they are translated. It is spoken in kirtans. So book distribution is also chanting. These are not ordinary books. It is recorded chanting. Anyone who reads, he is hearing. Book distribution must not be neglected. In one another place, he says, whatever progress we have made, it is simply due to distributing the books. So go on and don't divert your mind for a moment from this. Whenever I get report of my books selling, I feel strength. Even now in this weakened condition, I have got strength from your report. You should know that in this work, you have Krishna's blessings. You know? So Srila Prabhupada, during his last days also, when he was very weak, even till the last moment, he was translating Srimad Bhagavatam. You know? And at that time, for his inspiration, many of the devotees, his disciples, they would, Tamal Krishna Goswami and many others, they would distribute books all over the world, and just by hearing the report of their books, book distribution, Prabhupada would get strength. That's what he's saying. So, and in one another place he says, distribution of books and magazines is our most important activity. Without books, our preaching has no solid basis. So, and Srila Prabhupada, of course, he said, I will be the only author who reads his own books, because these books were actually written by Lord Krishna. You know? So, thus, understanding the importance of book distribution, we can see that in India, we had gone to the, of course, in a city like Bombay also, we find that there is so much of bogus philosophy which is going on around. So, one of the reasons for their flourishment is because we are not doing our part. If we are serious and about distributing the right knowledge, because of lack of right knowledge, then this bogus philosophies are getting place and flourishment. So, it is very necessary that we should distribute the right philosophy. Even in places like Udupi and other dhams, there is so much of mispreaching which is going on. So, we see that in India, there are so many incidents of degradation of our family life and culture. And all this is because this Vedic culture is not being presented in a proper way. And now we have two very important books, Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Krishna, which actually describe and help to preserve this Vedic culture. So, we can see that book distribution actually has great potential. If we try to distribute, like we had been to even in very remote places, we had, as I said, we were in Chindwada. Chindwada is a district. And connected to Chindwada, there are many tehsil places. And even in these tehsil places, means we have to go at least around 50 kilometers from the main town, Chindwada. And 60 kilometers. And in that tehsil, when we would go with the, it was not a bus, although we call it a bus party, but it was a tempo, or tracks when Tufan, or sometime it was a Gama. So, in that 7-8 of us, along with day's books, maybe up to around say 200-250 books we would carry, 250 or 300 books rather, we would carry and go to these remote villages. And even in those villages, and there is so much lack of knowledge. Like, I would share one of my experience. There was one college, Satpura College, in a place called Chorai. Many of these places also, names we would not have heard. So this is a small tehsil in Madhya Pradesh, Chorai. And there is a college. It's a college for arts and commerce. Vanijya and Kala. Many of these Hindi words now we became familiar with. Vanijya and Kala. So, in this college, when we went, it was supposed to be their exam time. Exams were supposed to be going on. But the administration from the government, there had been a dictate that all the exams have to be postponed because they wanted to conduct elections in the colleges. All the private, earlier they had done elections in the government colleges. Now they had instructed them to conduct elections in the private colleges also. And they had given 1 week's time within which they had to conduct. So for that, all the exams had been postponed. So on that specific day when we had gone, the exams were supposed to take place and the exams got cancelled. So now all the students were free. So when we approached the principal and said that we have come all the way from Bombay to present the message of Bhagavad Gita. So the principal said, okay, the teachers are also there, the students are also free. So you can make a presentation to both of them. So many would be happy that, oh, we are getting a chance. But actually, for us, for the purpose of book distribution, we need to concentrate only on the teachers. Because anyways, the students would not have the requisite Lakshmi to purchase the book. And in a crowd of 100, 200 students, there were 200 students at that time. So then the focus gets diluted. So we were saying that no, let the teachers be only there. We want to speak only to the teachers. But they said, no, the students are also available. So we could not say no. So when we were making the presentation, I asked one question to the students. I said, how many chapters are there in Bhagavad Gita? But then amongst the 200 students, not one person knew the answer. Some were saying 13, some were saying 15. So, such a pity that even in the heart of India, Madhya Pradesh, in the rural area, in Bombay and all, we may say that there is a lot of Western influence, this, that. But in the rural India also, if our youngsters are not aware of our Vedic scriptures, it is such a big challenge for us. It is a shame that our youngsters, they don't know about Bhagavad Gita. So, it is very important that we take at least some effort. You know? And it also helps in inculcating good samskaras amongst our children. And as Srila Prabhupada had said, that these books are going to be the guiding light for the next 10,000 years to come, you know, in this golden age. So, it is very important that and Srila Prabhupada was the first person that he brought this Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and Krishna and all these books in international language, that is English, and made it available. So, this is also a part of the Sankirtan movement. Like we say in our talks that for Kali Yuga, the main process of salvation is Sankirtan. Hai na? Krite dhyayate Vishnum tretayam yajato makai dvapare paricharyayam kalotar hari kirtanat. Hai na? So hari kirtan or sankirtan is the process for this Kali Yuga. And this printing of books and distribution of books is non-different from Sankirtan. Like Prabhupada has said, it is as good as chanting, it is as good as Sankirtan, coming together and distributing the words of Lord Sri Krishna. So, we can see, it means there are many, many experiences which were there during this few days. Actually, this was the first year that I dared to participate directly in the book distribution marathon, I would say. Because earlier I used to participate, I used to help Sri Nandanandan Prabhu in the book go down. And in morning we would, during this marathon month, we would load the books in the utility and then take to different places and send books for our bus party and all. That I would do. But never one-to-one distribution of books in the village I have done. So this time when this opportunity came and during the meetings, Baldi Prabhu had requested that all the brahmacharis, anybody wants to participate, even for a few days, please go and join. So I took collected the courage and said that, okay, I will also go. But I was feeling very nervous. First time I'm going out and distributing books individually. So when we reached, we left from here on 14th, around 7-8 devotees, and on by train we were going to Nagpur, because this place is around 2 hours from Nagpur. So, and the train was at night, and as soon as we left, we boarded the train, loaded. There were some around 30 boxes of books also which we were taking with us. Because the plan of the team was, and this team was led by Nithai Chaitanya Prabhu. And many other devotees were there. So the plan was that we will reach Nagpur, and from there we will take by train, and then from there we will take the vehicle, four-wheeler, and then distribute books and reach Chindwara on the way. So, but in the train itself, the train was at sometime, at something I think 8:30 in the night, evening. So as we, and it was a non-stop train, means it was a super fast train, and it was directly to, means only very few stoppages, and anyways it was a night journey. So as soon as we boarded the train and settled all our books, because quite a few, lot of luggage was there, then we settled everything, and Baldev Prabhu and myself, we said, okay, we'll take rest so that next day morning, early morning, 7 o'clock, we were supposed to reach Nagpur. But then we saw that few of our these BT devotees who were part of the team, Hari Govind Prabhu, Nithai Chaitanya Prabhu, and some of them, they started taking out books and started distributing in the train itself. Because it was night time, and anyways it was non-stop train, so no hawkers and all in the train. There was no question of chai, aisa kuch tha. So our devotees took the opportunity and started distributing Bhagavad Gita. And you won't believe, in that night only, in maybe in a span of half an hour, around 20 books were distributed. So it was a great start. Myself and Baldev Prabhu, we could not imagine. Anyways, the train was moving and it was getting colder a little bit. But then, by the time we started to take rest, by that time itself, around 15 to 20 books were distributed. And we were very happy. Arre wah, abhi se chalu ho gaya load kam khatam karne ka. And then morning when we reached Nagpur, and then one of our devotees, Rishabdev Prabhu, had come to receive us with a vehicle. And then we went to his home, and he had prepared a big feast for all of us. He said, and because on 14th was Ekadashi, so next day Dwadashi. So Dwadashi, he said, first you have prasad over here, and then you can proceed for book distribution. So we had a nice big feast in the morning, maybe around 9:30, 10 o'clock. And then the vehicle came, and then we left for the bus party. But there was a small hitch, because in Chindwara, the place where we were supposed to stay, we had to make some arrangements over there and see that it was okay. So for that, one Madhav Prem Prabhu and myself, we left by a bus directly, so that the others can keep go for book distribution into the villages, into the schools, and then we will go for and by that time we will reach Chindwara and see the place accommodation where we were supposed to stay for the next say 10 days. So when we reached Chindwara, there was another devotee, Shubham his name was. So he had come to receive us, and he took us. There was one devotee, Ranveer Krishna Prabhu. He is also a student from Talwan base, and he has a residence in Chindwara. So he had actually planned and made arrangements for our stay, but the electrical fittings and all in his home was not done completely. So that place was not ready for our landing over there. It was not yet ready. It would take a couple of days time. So alternatively, there was another grihastha. There are maybe around 5 to 10 initiated devotees are there in that Chindwara area. So this Shubham's father, they are staying in a place called Lal Bagh. And he was mentioning during our conversation that jaise aap logon ka Bombay mein Lal Bagh ka raja baithta hai, वैसे यहां में भी लालबाग का महाराज बैठता है. हाँ, सो दे हैव अ सिमिलर फेस्टिवल ओवर देयर. एंड ही सेड यहां में जो भी रामनवमी हो, जन्माष्टमी हो, सब उत्सव जो है हम लोग बहुत धूमधाम से मनाते हैं इस एरिया में, जगह में. सो वी वर वेरी हैप्पी. सो देन वी एक्चुअली रीच्ड दैट प्लेस, द अदर प्लेस, एंड वी सॉ दैट इट वॉज अ बिग हाउस एंड द हाउस वॉज टोटली एम्प्टी. इट एक्चुअली बिलोंग टू शुभम्स अंकल एंड दे हैड अराउंड एन ईयर बैक और सो दे हैड got transferred to Bhopal. And so this house was remaining vacant for such a long time, for almost an year. So he said, this now entire house is for you, you can see. And so then we saw it was, and like traditional homes, so there is one room, there is second, third and fourth, like that. Just like a railway compartment, you know, one room, another room. So, and the entire home was empty, full. For all of us. So we realize, arre wa, there is more space over here than even in temple. In temple may we are having small lockers only. And now we are having a four room kitchen and like that. And this also house, because it was not occupied for more than a year, so they were little doubtful how is the water supply and all. Because water in that city, in that township comes only in the morning, one time. So you have to store, and there is an overhead tank, but they were not sure how much water is there or not. So that was the only hitch we had. And lo and behold, what happened? When we went to the toilet and bathroom, and there we saw that the taps were not functioning properly. And if you actually close the tap, then water would start flowing. And it's very difficult, na? Seven people are there, and then how to handle this situation? Because if you leave the tap open, you won't even realize, but then the entire tank is going to get exhausted. And the water is going to come next day morning only at 10 o'clock. And we have to leave by 7 o'clock. So that was the big challenge for us now, how to ensure that water is there. So they had arranged for some alternative tanks also over there. But still, 2 days, just to cut it short, because otherwise we don't have so much time. Just to cut it short, 2 days, it so happened that the water in the tank got over. Means, somehow, by the mistake of somebody or the other, we don't know, but it so happened. But somehow or the other, we managed with water stored in other tanks. But these devotees in Chindwara, they went out of the way just to accommodate us, provide us all the facilities, whatever was possible. Because in an out place, like this, it's very difficult to get all the facilities together. And then every day we would go, as I said earlier, we would go to different tehsil areas. So the next most important thing was to get a map of the place. So that we had got, and then we started locating which tehsil to go on which day, and then which are the schools connected. So from some information we could get from the internet. But then when we reached the village, the tehsil, and took the details, many a time we found that the information was incorrect. The internet would say there are 10 schools, but actually when we reached there were 14 schools. And the names were totally different. So sometimes it would happen like that. But then our main strategy was that we would go to different schools, take their permission, and address the teachers. We would request them, said, we want to present. We do lifestyle counseling in Bombay and in the various colleges and schools and value education. So give us 10 minutes. We want to make a presentation on Bhagavad Gita. And in the villages, there was not much difficulty. We would get many permissions. But they would say that, okay, you come at between 2 to 2:30. That is the break time. And the teachers, we can assemble. So in one jeep, we would be, say, 7 or 8 people, and so we would divide a team of 2 members. So one person will make the presentation and another person will help with the distribution of books. So we make the presentation about Bhagavad Gita and then give the books, and then whoever wants, willing, because the teachers are the people who will have some Lakshmi to share immediately, because it's not that we can go again and collect money next day. So we have to do everything on that same day. So we would give them money, and then we would give them the books and then collect the money, whatever was possible. So many of the schools, means, as I said, there are 10 schools and colleges, everything put together. And then, but the timings, almost the lunch timings would match. So it was a challenge that, and they may be at a distance of, say, 1 kilometer, 2 kilometer. so to supply books and everything, because everybody needs the books and we have limited. So that was the challenge. So that was the service of the coordinator, which Baldev Prabhu was doing, and then later on I took up that service. So just to share with you some of the experiences in so we would distribute like this, and in a school maybe say 10 or maybe 15 books will go, and like that all put together. And in the evening we would put up a stall in the market area where maximum people will be coming and going, and so there we would distribute books. So when we went to the first place, and we had gone to a kanyashala, means girls school, and there we I met the principal over there and requested for the permission. He was very happy. He said, "Arey, I am from Nagpur only, and I have visited your center. I have your books also." So we were very happy. So he's a favorable person, likely to give permission. He said, "Yeah, you can come, but you come between 2 to 2:30. That's their lunch break." But he said, "Actually, there are only few teachers in my school because most of them are on training." And he said, "See, there is one BARC over here." I said, "BARC? We know of BARC in Bombay, Baba Atomic Research Center. Two of our devotees were scientists over there who were part of this Chindwada team." I said, "In this village, how can there be BARC over here?" So they were saying, "BARC, BARC." I was thinking of BARC because I know. So when we, and he said, "Their teachers training program is going on. So there you will get say 50, 60 teachers together, and so you can make a presentation to them over there." So we said, "Okay, well and good." So then we tried to find out where it was. Other schools were also going on. And then we went, and actually that training program was going on, and it got culminated yesterday, 26th. So in all the districts of Madhya Pradesh, they were having this teachers training program. So all the teachers were coming together, and they would, BRC actually meant for training of teachers, that establishment. So then we went over there and made a presentation, and then we got an overwhelming response because 50 teachers were there. As soon as the presentation was made, and by Mukundmala Prabhu, he is a doctor from JJ, so he explained how depression and so many other ailments are happening because of mental disease, which is causing the greatest trouble nowadays for youngsters and for teachers, for their family and all. In that way, when he presented, so then the teachers, and they presented in such a way that, okay, we are doing our medicine practice, and now we have taken some time out and doing this as a social service. So that way when they presented, then people appreciated it very much. If they saw me in this dress, they would feel fearful. Ye log sadhu log kuch aaye zarur hum log se kuch chanda chahiye, hai na? So like one of the principals, so when we presented to them, then many of the teachers took. And then next day when we went to another tehsil, there also we tried to find out is where is this teacher's training program going on. Because there, instead of one, every school, because these are all small shalas, small schools, there will be at max five or 10 teachers, not more than that. So, but in the training center, at a time you can address 50 or 100 teachers also. Sometimes in one of the training, in one of the area called Parasia, when we went, there were 100 teachers. And they said, "But what presentation you will make?" We said, "Nahi, we have already made a presentation in your other tehsil," and there people were very happy. So when they heard that reference, it became very easy. And for them also, during the training program, it was a welcome change to hear something about Vedic scriptures and see sadhus dressed in dhoti and kurta and all. In one of the school, the teacher came out and expressed his happiness that pehli bar hum dekh rahe hain ki hum log sab jeans aur shirt pehne hain. और कोई हमारे सामने साइंटिस्ट है जो धोती कुर्ता में आया. तो ऐसा वी हैड अ वेरी नाइस एक्सपीरियंस. एंड अनदर चैलेंज विच वॉज विद द व्हीकल, बिकॉज द ड्राइवर वॉज ऑलवेज चेंजिंग, बिकॉज फॉर सम रीजन और द अदर ड्राइवर हैड सम अदर एंगेजमेंट और दिस और दैट, एंड दैट वॉज अ बिग चैलेंज. सो somehow we still, we are not yet finalized. The vehicle and driver is still changing till date. That's what the latest news. But in many, some of the schools, the principal was a Muslim also. But still, they were happy to give us the permission. And then we conducted the program. And in one of the school, the principal, I mean, the teachers, they took some of the books. But the principal insisted that, okay, we should take one copy for our library also. So in that way, even though he was a Muslim, but still. And there were many such instances, like in one of the place in Parasia, there was one Kanyashala again. And the teacher, although her name was Deepika, she was a, her name was Varghese, Mrs. Varghese. She was a converted Christian. But still, and she challenged Nitai Chaitanya Prabhu, who had gone to seek permission. She said that, I am an atheist. I don't believe in all this superstition, this and all. I don't believe. So, can you make me believe about God, existence of God? So, Nitai Chaitanya Prabhu, he said, okay, I will try. You can also attend the presentation which I am making. So then she said, okay, but we don't have too many teachers. We have around 10 of them. And they were also, many of them were ladies, young, 20, 25 people age. So when he made the presentation, so some of them took the books, but the principal was very impressed. And she took a set for herself. And she said that, I will try to include this in the curriculum of our school also. So, like that, there had been very nice experiences also, where in one place called Tamya, there was one of our devotees, he was walking towards the school, and then one person was coming from opposite. Many a times when you see the person, you won't understand whether he's the principal or the teacher or some they all look almost the same. So, when he was walking, so he met this person and he said, "Achha, yahan ke principal kaun hai?" So he was actually sitting on a, means like a bakdi na, outside the school. So he was thinking, must be some, So bola, main hi principal hu. To bole, kya chahiye? Bole, aisa aisa hai, hum log Bhagavad Gita ke upar presentation dena chahte hain, sab teachers ko de rahe. So, theek hai, aa jaiye aap, koi dikkat nahi. So, and then later on he realized that he was also a Muslim person. So like that, there had been many such stories. In one of the places, means where I had a small part to play, is that we reached this place called Parasia. And one of our devotees, Shyam Sundar Prabhu, he was working over there in the LIC office as an administrative officer. So we said that along with the schools, anyways, we are doing and we have good experience. But are there some offices where we can go and distribute? Is it possible? So he said, there is this WCL over here, that is, stands for Western Coalfields Limited. So there you can try. So we said, okay, we will try over there. So I was quite desperate. Every day I would say, I tell him that, can you help us with some contact over there, some contact. He said, yes, yes, I'll try, but nothing materialized. And then the day when we reached Parasia, we had dropped a few devotees in the schools, and then we had parked the vehicle in the last place. And I had just got down and I was standing on the road. At that time, one person came over there. And he parked the bike over there and he came to me. He said, Hare Krishna. So I said, Hare Krishna. So then I asked him, what is your name? He said, my name is Anil Agarwal. Cha. And what are you doing? He said, I am doing some work over here. I said, where you are working? So he said, I am from Chandrapur. And I have been to your Nagpur center and I have taken books. I have these books. I said, if you would like to take, many a times, whenever we meet somebody, then we say, would you like to take books? So, he said, I already have the books. Then I said, okay, where are you working then? So he said, no, I am working for a private company, but our customer is WCL. So I said, oh, acha, aapka WCL mein, toh aap kahan mein kisi ko jante ho kya? बोलते क्यों क्या हुआ मैंने हम लोगों को वहां जाकर के वहां के लोगों को कोई प्रेजेंटेशन देना है इसके लिए भगवद गीता तो ही सेड एक काम करो लेकिन मैं क्या है मैं दूसरे कंपनी से हूं हमारा क्लाइंट है तो मैं डायरेक्टली इंट्रोड्यूस नहीं कर सकता लेकिन उनके जो जीएम है उसका नंबर मैं देता हूं आपको आप उनसे बात करो यू कैन टेक परमिशन सो वी सेड ओके सो आई टुक द नंबर एंड देन आई सेड to call somebody in the GM level, it's not proper. So let us go personally and see, meet him. So we went over there to his office, and unluckily, he was not there. He had gone to the coal fields itself. So he was not, and even his phone was not reachable. So, and his PA then said that, okay, you come in the evening, 4:30, 5 o'clock, that time he can meet. But then I thought, arre bhai, 4:35 if we meet, then what is the point? Lunch hours and all will get over, then we won't be able to interact with the staff. So I was feeling little upset about it, and I was thinking, what will happen? Anyways, but other schools and all, everything happened, and then evening, 4:30, I tried to call him up again. And I called him up, and then he said, oh yes, okay, you come and meet me. So then we went to his office, met with him. So he said, I already have these books. He's from, Mr. Pandya, from Gujarat. He said, I already have these books. So then I said, no, we also, not that we want to give you only, we actually want to meet with your staff. Because if you say that we have come here to sell books, it will not be appreciated. So then I presented, he's my colleague and he's a scientist in BARC, and they actually want to make a presentation, and it's only for 10 minutes. So he said, okay. After thinking for a while, then he said, I will let you know by evening today, and then you can come tomorrow. So I said, okay, then we'll have to come again. So anyways, so then by the end of the day, some few schools were still left. We could not make, because the timings are so tight, na, between the breaks and all. So then in the next day, at night, we called him up and took the appointment. He said, okay, you come at 10:30. And then when our devotees, I could not personally make because I was coming back. But then our devotees had gone to that office and made a presentation. He had arranged all the head of departments of his GM office and to come and attend this presentation, and more than 60 books went over there. And not only that, he said that there is another GM office, means there are two divisions. So he said, you can go over there also and make a presentation. He was very much happy. So like that, there have been so many ups and downs. Some days it was difficult to get distribute, the score was less. But on other days, somehow the other, like Krishna actually makes the arrangement. Here, we were trying so much for getting an appointment with the WCL, but then somehow, just like a stranger comes in, and he shows us the way how to get this opening over there. And even like that, one of our devotees, when in the evening we go in one-to-one book distribution in the various shops, then suddenly when he went, he said, you can see this book, ye Hindi mein hai, 700 shlok hai, 18 adhyay hai, achhe sundar chitra hai, all this he presented. And then he also said, aur agar aapko chahe, aapke paas mein agar hai, aap dusro ko bhi gift bhi de sakte hai. So when he heard that, then he said, arre haan, mere ko, humare ghar mein abhi, somebody in his family had passed away, and he wanted to gift some scriptures. Usually they give either Ramayana or this Bhagavad Gita. So he said, I need 20 copies. So immediately, and that day, unfortunately, means all our the schools also had a good response, and we were almost finished, and we were planning to leave early also. And now to get 20 copies of Bhagavad Gita together, how we will? Hardly there were two or three here, there and all. So immediately we started calling up each other. And then collected, barely we could manage 20 copies, and then we gave him immediately, and immediately we left from that place. You know? So like that, Krishna actually means when we try to put in an effort, then surely Krishna helps us. Like in one of the villages where we had gone, we get lead, we don't know the place exactly. So we had got, there is one Gyan Sagar school over there, private school, and lot of teachers, and from 1 to 12 they are having and all like that. So we took permission from there. They said, okay, you come at 1:30. And then we asked, okay, is there some other school in this area? So they said, yes, there is one over here on this way. So we started going. And then he said, it's close by. But as we started, then we see 1 kilometer, 2 kilometer, 3 kilometer, 4 miles, and then no school to be seen. Everywhere there is only khet. So ultimately when we reached, it was almost the end of the road. After that, there is no road. And there to the left, there was a small shala over there. And that was around 10 o'clock in the morning. So we said, Hare, we came all this way and there is this small shala and this is the end of the road. There is nothing further. What to do now? And if you go to the school, it was not yet open. Because in villages and all, schools open only at 10:30, 11 o'clock. And so then we thought, what to do now? So he went and got the information, how many teachers, this, that and all. So we were waiting with the vehicle and we were planning to come back. And we thought that almost that, abhi yahan mein toh hum wapis aayenge nahi, chota sa school hai, woh bhi itna dur hai, alag se aane ko toh hoga nahi. So as we were waiting with the vehicle, then a few people were, one or two students were coming from there. And there was another person also who's come with cycle. So I was standing and these people, and so when this person came, students came, we asked, acha yahan mein aur kaun kaun sa school hai, bataiye ye sab. So we were taking down. And then this person with the cycle, he was standing and looking. So I thought, okay, let me show him a Bhagavad Gita. So we showed him Bhagavad Gita. Dekhi hum log aaye hain, Bombay se aa rahe hain, Gita ka prachar hamare sanskriti ke bare mein batane ke liye sab. So we explained. So he said, acha, ye la kitab, acha, dusra, aur kya kitab hai? Dusra dikhaya. Then Krishna bhi dikhaya. Then Srimad Bhagavatam bhi dikhaya. Now this entire set, if you see, Bhagavad Gita is for 110. Then Krishna is for 150. So that is 260. Then this Srimad Bhagavatam is again for another 260. So we thought he's asking, means, aur kya hai, aur kya hai? Baadme fir bolega, acha, aapke paas Ramayan hai kya? And many times it happens. People see everything. Acha, ye kya, ye kya? Baadme fir in one place, one teacher said, acha, aapke paas Devi Bhagavat hai kya? भाई जो हमारे पास है बता रहे हैं आप वो उसमें से लीजिए. नहीं नहीं, देवी भागवत चाहिए, ये सब है मेरे पास. सो दिस पर्सन, सो वी वर आल्सो थिंकिंग लाइक मे बी लाइक दैट ओनली ही इज आस्किंग. सो एनीवेज वी शुड, सो ही सेड, अच्छा ठीक है, ये सब का कितना हुआ? सो वी वर वेटिंग, ही सेड, अरे इसका तो 520 हो गया. मे बी आफ्टर हियरिंग दैट अमाउंट ही मे से दैट नहीं 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 इतना तो नहीं है. ऐसा विलेज पर्सन विद अ साइकिल एंड ही, सो ही सेड ठीक है. देन ही रिमूव्ड हिज वॉलेट एंड मीन्स पर्स निकाल करके फिर उसमें से देखा तो 500 रुपया दिया. बोला अरे मेरे पास चुट्टा नहीं है. तो वी वर वेरी हैप्पी, अरे बाप, अर्ली इन द मॉर्निंग इन द स्कूल विच इज क्लोज बट एटलीस्ट वी हैव ओपन द अकाउंट, है ना, बोलते हैं जैसे बौनी कर लिया. हाँ, तो लेकिन अभी वो 500 रुपया है और 20 रुपया अभी उसके पास चुट्टा है ही नहीं. एंड वेन ही वॉज ओपनिंग द वॉलेट वी कुड सी देर आर ओनली 500 रुपी नोट. सो देन वी सेड, वॉट टू डू नाउ? तो वी सेड, नहीं नहीं देखो, सो देन अनदर पर्सन स्टैंडिंग नेक्स्ट टू मी सेड, वो 20 रुपए छोड़ दो अभी, ये क्या है, आप लोग इतना सारा किताब लिया, 20 रुपए छोड़ दो. वी सेड, नहीं 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 भाई, मंदिर का है, वी के नॉट लीव ऐसे. सो देन ही सेड, ओके ठीक है. तो फिर देन वन ऑफ द डिवोटी सेड, देखो आप लोग मंदिर को डोनेशन देना चाहते हैं या मंदिर से डोनेशन लेंगे? हाँ. सो देन ही सेड, नहीं 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 नहीं, मंदिर से हमको डोनेशन नहीं लेना है. तो मैं 20 रुपया, तो लेकिन अगेन ही गेव अनदर 500 रुपी नोट. सो वी सेड, वॉट टू डू नाउ? ठीक है, एनीवेज वी हैड चेंज टू गिव हिम, बट देन वन ऑफ द डिवोटी सजेस्टेड, अच्छा व्हाई नॉट गिव हिम दिस आत्म साक्षात्कार का विज्ञान ऑल्सो, हाँ, दैट इज फॉर 80 रुपीज, सो देन इट विल मेक 600. सो वी सजेस्टेड, अच्छा ठीक है, देखिए अभी चुट्टा इतना हम दें, लेकिन ये ला किताब भी ले लीजिए, ये 600 का हो जाएगा आपके पास पूरा. तो ही सर ठीक है ना. सो लाइक दैट मेनी टाइम्स वी कम टू सच अ प्लेस वेयर वी मे थिंक दैट अरे यहां मेरे को क्या रेस्पॉन्स मिलेगा, but then somebody is waiting over there, you know, and it is just Krishna has already decided who has to get the books, and it is that only we have to do our part and then give it to them and collect the Lakshmi, you know. So and even in the during the evenings when we used to put up the stall, one of the very nice presentation was the recording which we had. Normally in the stall when you set up, then you have a mic and you have to make announcements. But then very nicely our media department, they have recorded this nice announcement on Bhagavad Gita by one of our devotee, Rajgopal Prabhu. And it has very nice background music also of this Mahabharata serial which was coming earlier. So that nice music. And to tell you the truth, it was like just very made things very easy. As soon as we used to put that announcement and in the repeat mode, and in the evening, people would just pour in from different places just by hearing that. You know? And you don't have to put in effort now because already everything, all whatever you want to say about Bhagavad Gita, is already being done on the announcement. So many people, they wait and listen, and after some time then they come to the stall and they said, "Acha, theek hai, mere ko kitab de do." And you would worry, "Arey, without much talking now, books are going very fast." So my humble request is that even all of you, means who are here and whoever want to put up a stall, one suggestion is please have a sound system and you can get this record message. And then you don't have to put in so much of effort because there is nice music also. And in a place where things can be heard, if you can play this, I am sure our book distribution service will become much, much more easier. I have already gone beyond time. I am sure there are many things. Actually, some of the sutras actually which can help us is that don't judge. Many a times, like when we judge that, okay, this person will take, this person will not take. But many a times, as we already discussed, some Christian people or even Muslim people. One place we were waiting for other devotees to come, and I was just to go back, and one person came in a bike, and he was just standing over there speaking on his mobile, and he was looking at the banner on the vehicle. So I was just wondering, maybe he is looking 2-3 times like this. So I said, okay, let me offer him a book. So I said, "Hamare paas Bhagavad Gita hai, hum log aaye hain Bombay se, aap Hindi mein hai, aap lena chahenge?" So he said, "Main Muslim hoon, main pad sakta hoon kya?" Main bola, "Haan, pad sakte hain, kyon nahi? Bhagavad Gita ka gyan hai, ye aisa kuch nahi, Hindu ke liye hai, Muslim ke liye nahi hai, aisa nahi hai, aap pad sakte hain, kyon nahi?" So he said, "Theek hai, de do." So we don't judge. We can offer. Many a times there were people, like some Muslim ladies, when we offered them, so then they said, "We are Muslim, so we won't take." So I said, "Okay, no problem." So that way, but we can always make the offer and then let them decide. And another principle is, these are all actually time bombs. First is, don't judge. Second, these are all time bombs. We don't know when it is going to click. Once we take at home, anybody can read and actually benefit from that. And third is that failures are also good. Many a times, like during our effort, many a times it used to happen, we used to go for a permission and then we won't get, or we make a nice presentation. One day it so happened in the beginning, one or two books went when I was standing in the vehicle itself and coordinating. But then later during the day, there was a small, like I felt, "Hurray, see, I'm also doing it. Just waiting over here, I'm distributing books." Like little bit pride came in. And then during the day, wherever I tried to distribute books, nothing was going. And then actually I realized that, oh, actually because I have become proud, that's why Krishna is actually teaching me. So then again I started to pray to Srila Prabhupada that somehow you help me that I can do it. Because when you try your effort but the books don't go, then it actually is very depressing. And that too in such a faraway village. But then immediately in the evening, there were good results. So failures also come, but they are good. And there is also one of the principle which is that collect your nose. So as soon as you start collecting nose, don't become depressed. Because there is always a probability. After 10 nose, there is going to be 1 yes. So you have to collect maximum nose. And third is, Krishna takes cares. Just like I explained, means one of this example of WCL, how we got the permission. Although we had tried a lot of effort, and then out of the bloom, this person comes and gives us this contact of the GM and makes things very nice. And fourth is, play your part. That is, we don't have to do everything. Just like I realized that going in this saffron dress into a school and then seeking permission will be very, difficult. But when our younger devotees, they went and they said that, "Oh, we are scientists from here and we are doing this as a social service," then things became very easy and people were very appreciative of the efforts as well as Srila Prabhupada's books and this Bhagavad Gita and Krishna book. So all we need to do is play our part, and then we can see that how these transcendental books, they will find their way to their destination. Thank you very much for your patient hearing. I am very grateful. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Book Distribution Marathon ki jai.